Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio. I don't know where the mics are.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for coming and seeing Plumbing the Death Star perform live at the European Beer Cafe. For those of you who missed out, don't panic yet, because we're doing it again next weekend on the 21st of April at 3 p.m. at the same venue, the European Beer Cafe. A whole new topic, a whole new slew of guests, Dave Warnicke, Jess Perkins and Michael Shanks, so come along if you think you can hack it. Get your tickets from sanspantsradio.com/live. Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, is Wall-E Jesus?
Out there, there's a world outside of Yonkers, way out there beyond this hick town, Barnaby, there's a slick town, Barnaby, out there, full of shine and full of sparkle. Close your eyes and see it. Listen, Barnaby.
Yes.
I have several
Next question, Jack.
You think yes. I am baffled. Show you're working.
I think it's fairly evident in the film Wall-E that Wall-E, if not Christ himself, because I'll admit he is not Christ reborn, he is certainly a Jesus figure.
Okay.
Because he becomes Savior's humanity. He's God's chosen child.
He becomes Savior's humanity?
Humanity's Savior is what I meant there. Yeah, I think in Wall-E, that Wall-E basically fills the Jesus role. When at the end of Wall-E, you know, they're like, oh, we figured it out. We killed the bad robot. We've landed back on Earth. He is there to guide humanity to a grander future. Plus, Eve is called Eve.
Yeah.
Biblical as hell.
Yeah.
He dies for a bit and then he comes back.
The classic biblical, you know, relationships of Eve and Wall-E. Remember?
Eve and Jesus.
Eve and
the classic couple.
It's Wall-E and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Yeah, so, and also, I'm fairly sure at a certain point he walked. What is required of a character to be Jesus?
Okay.
To be a Jesus analogy.
All right, so.
Because you were saying earlier, Nick, that in Robocop, he walks on water.
Yeah, Robocop, look, that's why apparently Paul Verhoeven, he shot most of the film, but they wouldn't give him enough money.
Yeah.
So he said, okay, and they didn't want it to be as violent or something.
Okay,
but then he showed them the bits he had made, and they were like, okay, we'll give you some more money.
So they're like, you can't make this movie, and he's like, what if he's Jesus?
Yeah,
and they were like, yep, that's yours.
In that case, yes.
Well, yeah, that's why he gets shot in the hands, feet, and the head.
Okay, yeah, I
guess. Yeah, you get shot in each point. You'll see that the bad guy.
So if there's a crucifix analogy.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Wall-E doesn't.
All right. Wall-E, he's got to have the stigmata.
Yep, stigmata.
Yeah. All right, he's got to have a sword in his side, which I guess also kind of falls under that stigmata.
Yeah, walking on water.
Walking on water.
If he can resurrect someone, that'd be sick.
Yep. And if he can resurrect himself, also good.
Good as well.
Let's see what else he can do.
Turning water into wine.
Turn water into wine, feed the. Fuck, I think you might be right. Feed the masses?
Yeah!
Feed the masses. Also, Jesus is like he's a humble figure. He's, you know, approachable.
Exactly.
I guess Wally's like that. He's just a garbage robot. You
exactly.
know, he's not
he's approachable. You love that.
Hates corruption.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, though, and it's bad for me to go against my own hypothesis. But is Wally Satan? Because he's...
Look, argue one then argue the other, Jack. Let's just do one
thing
first.
About it. All right.
Hang on. Before we get into this.
Yeah.
So I saw Wally about 5 years ago.
Fair.
So what are the basic plot points?
Wally is a garbage robot. Okay. And he's the last garbage robot.
And we mean as in a literal garbage robot, not like a metaphorical, he's trash.
He's pretty good, actually, because he's the only garbage robot left.
Yeah.
He lives on shitty Earth, which fucking sucks now.
Yeah.
One day, Eve, a hot shit robot...
So Earth has been decimated.
He's the only person left, like, him and a cockroach. That's
because
it.
Of megacorps, it fucked up Earth. Mm-hmm. Earth is basically a wasteland, and he's there just sorting through trash.
He's making
humanity
cubes.
Has gotten to, like, generations ago, went into a ship and fucked off.
Yep.
Because Earth is just ruined.
They now live in space. Eve lands on the planet. Eve is looking for life on Earth to test whether or not we should come back.
This sleek-looking Apple-designed robot.
And Wally falls in love immediately, but he's very lonely, so, like...
Does this make Eve, like, Mary Magdalene?
Yes, Eve is Mary Magdalene.
Magdalene, that's the name?
Yep.
Yep.
So then Eve finds a plant in a boot.
Yep.
Garden of Eden tree.
Yeah.
Tree of knowledge. Okay. Wally's Satan, anyway.
That all checks out, yep.
Eve flies back. She flies back to the ship in the sky, which I want to call the Axiom, but that might be not its name. Anyway, so Wally accompanies her. They end up on the ship in space. Humanity's on the ship, but we suck now. We're really fat. Our bones are... We've got less bones.
Yeah, it is a giant cruise ship. It's a giant cruise ship.
Everyone's having a great time, but they're...
All our whims are taken care of by robots.
Yep. We're just sitting on these kind of flat...
Floating chairs.
Yeah, chairs, just drinking thick shakes.
It's fucking sick.
It's pretty good, actually.
That's heaven.
I remember one point when they're on the floating chairs, there's like an ad, and it's like, because they're all wearing red jumpsuits, and it's like, now in blue, and you can change it. It's crazy that it took them that long to be like, we have the technology to vary your jumpsuit color. Anyway, Wally arrives there and he causes just trouble on the Axiom. It's fucking chaos. He's trying to get Eve back. They find out that the robot controlling the Axiom knew Earth was hot shit. Like, it was good the whole time, but he wanted to keep everyone in space. They defeat that robot. Everybody goes back to Earth. They open it up and the end credits are like different forms of art showing Wally educating humanity across the generations. It's weird to think that that's the end credits. It starts with cave paintings, and eventually it's like stained glass windows and Renaissance paintings.
It is weird. I do find this weird in movies that the hero, like, because, you know, we're all about change, new technology, embracing new things, but movies kind of teach us they're like, look, the new thing is always really rad and cool, but it always has an evil purpose. What you got to rely on is the slightly shitter one that has the glitches to overcome, like, to give us all personality.
For some reason, living comfortable lives on floating chairs, eating thick shakes, is wrong.
Yeah.
Even though everyone was loving it, no one was complaining.
It is kind of like romanticism of looking at the past life, like, wouldn't it be great if we were people of the land again, tilling our own backyard for fruits and vegetables?
And the broken backs of the past.
Because I'm thinking, like, that's almost like a trope. Like, I'm a big fan of Battlestar Galactica, and the end of that show is basically like the whole colony being like, you know what sucks? Technology. Put it into the sun. Let's become hunter-gatherers again. And everyone's like, good fucking idea. Get, like, cholera and shit.
When they're trying to, like, stone an elk with a rock, they're like, man, a phaser would be good right now. It would have just phasered this thing into the head. Would have cooked it, like, in 1 second. We had the skinning machine.
We should have been eating.
Now we're just skinning with, like, sharp rocks, trying to skin an animal. Like, you know what? You know how hard it is to cut a deer with a...
Not only that, now I've got the deer. I've cut it up. I open it up. And now it's got, like, worms and shit on its meat. What do I do with this?
Do you think they throw everything in the sun and one guy's like, cool, so who knows how to use a bow and arrow? It's like, shit.
Man, can we view the history files? No, that went into the sun as well.
We got rid of it.
Okay. All right.
Even the Matrix is a little bit like, you know, if life's good If someone's making your life good, live the shit life.
Yeah.
What would you like? Live in the Matrix where, like, look, you control... Nothing's real, so you can do whatever the fuck you want. Or shitty Zion, where, look, we do have dance orgies.
And that's all right. Good. People get to finger your Matrix holes. That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, yeah. That's real nice and good. But, like, honestly, in the Matrix, you can also have a dance orgy. Do you imagine... There's no Matrix hole you can finger, but, like... Other things are good.
Do you imagine if you licked that Matrix hole, you know, the holes that all the plugs go into it, it tastes a bit like a battery?
I would say a bit, I imagine metallic and irony.
Yeah. It's gross, but it's a bit sexy.
What's Tozer, who's the little mouser in the first one where he's like, where they're eating this corn thing, like starch and battery acid, whatever. There's got to be something they get high off.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
you know what I mean? There's got to be
some kind of cave fungus or whatever. Yeah.
When you kill one of them squid robots, and it's like suck out the oil, and that gives you like a buzz.
But makes you very sick.
That makes you extremely sick.
So that's the plot of Wall-E.
Yeah. Okay.
It is also weird that at the end of Wall-E, because it does go through the different eras of humanity and the art therein, that we go through the same. Did Wall-E know? Is he like Renaissance time now?
Just or is that just humanity? Is cycles. We have cycles.
We're just going to do Renaissance art again, I guess.
Argue your Wall-E Jesus, because I think I might be coming around and being like, nah, I think maybe he's Satan.
Yeah, he might be Satan, but let's finish up this Wall-E Jesus.
Or at least Damien. Something evil.
Sorry, I'm going to sidetrack you again.
Please.
But it has both these things in it as well.
Yeah.
Skyfall.
Yeah.
He dies, comes back.
That's true.
And that is also about, look, you can have the new good super secret agent, but what you need is a fucking alcoholic who can't shoot properly.
James Bond.
With very right-wing ideas.
Womanizing sociopath. That is how we defend the country. Like modern spy espionage technology. No. Laser pens.
Which makes me also think... Maybe Skyfall, they base that off Wall-E.
Maybe James Bond is Jesus.
I do like the idea that we get to a point in our like collective sort of like creativity where we no longer start looking at like the Christ figure, right? And then we look at characters that were based on the Christ figure and everyone's basing it on that person instead.
It is very funny to be like, you know, like millions of years in the future, and you're like, yeah, we're Christian, and Jesus, and it's just James Bond, Daniel Craig,
or not like even RoboCop, or half RoboCop, half Craig, little bit of Wall-E there, like Wall-E treads.
Yes, our Jesus. Oh, like RoboCop torso and arms, Wall-E treads, and Daniel Craig's face.
It's so funny, if all the writers were like, 20 somethings, whatever, and they hadn't really read the Bible, because that's probably quite common now.
People
don't know anything about.
I've not read it.
I haven't even read it myself. I'm quite older.
No, not at all.
I've read Genesis once. Is that the in the beginning bit?
Yeah, I think it's like when you're a teen, like when you grew up Catholic or at least Christian, I don't know the difference. Yeah. I've been told the difference. I don't know. It's something I just refuse to learn.
Fair.
And like you have this idea like, I'm going to try and read the Bible. And you go through like Genesis in the beginning. I can't. I just, that was too much for me.
Yeah. I have become bored.
it'd be funny if they were like, oh, well, you know, have you seen Wall-E? It's got a great storyline. Like they don't see the Jesus thing.
Someone's watching The Temptation Wall-E. Of Christ The Passion of Christ. Yeah. They're like, oh, they must have based this on Wall-E. I get it.
I guess, is Christ a Wall-E figure? That's the question we're asking.
Ian Fleming, he would have loved Wall-E. I'm pretty sure he watched Looney Tunes at least twice before he died.
Adored Wall-E.
Yeah, he loved Wall-E.
So what are the things that Wall-E's got to do?
So Stigmata. We've got to have Stigmata.
Yeah.
We got to have bringing someone back from the dead, and we got to have, I would argue, curing someone of leprosy.
Okay, well, that's going to be a struggle.
Or at least curing someone of a disease.
Wall-E.
Bringing yourself back from the dead, having mates.
Wall-E gets his hand caught in Eve. Not in her robo-vagina, in like her arm flap, because she's locked down, and he works his hand in her arm flap to try and hold her hand. It's quite touching, but it snaps shut on his hand. Is that Stigmata?
Does his hand get broken? Does he ever have like a broken hand?
He constantly is replacing his body parts.
This is good.
I would argue...
Oh, wait, at the start...
Yeah.
He replaces some body parts. So we could argue, because he's been there for how long? How long has Wally been?
Thousands of years. Generations.
So in a thousand years, I would argue that because there's a lot of possibilities that I reckon when he was clearing up garbage earth, he put his hand through like a metal spike or some nail. One of his body parts had stigmata.
The implication is that he has pretty much exchanged all of his body parts with those of his fallen companions. So
maybe did he murder them and then like cannibalize their bodies? Yes.
That's not very 100%. Christ-like, but yes, potentially. So stigmata, arguably, tick.
Okay.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'll give it a tick.
Has he brought anyone back from the dead?
Eve.
He delivers Eve up to space, and they and she's back, and
she deactivates.
Jive, yeah,
and with Wally's help, she becomes.
I mean, and also again. Like curing of leprosy. Yeah. Okay, that's quite descriptive.
Yeah,
maybe he because you know how he's got like everyone's fat.
Yeah. Mm.
And you know he knocks that bloke out of the
chair, yeah,
out of the chair, and that kind of saves that guy.
Yeah,
you know, like maybe he's curing him of being a lazy,
or like you know is that kind of like bringing him back from the dead, like Lazarus style?
Yeah.
Like so, you were mentally, emotionally gone.
Hang on,
yeah.
If you're sitting in a chair all day eating slushies, are you saying that you're dead? This is
what
I think you've just described comedians and podcasters' lifestyles here. Yeah. Are you saying we're all
We were saying earlier how much we'd love to live that life.
So we kind of do. You guys live in a...
Kind of already.
I walked in, you guys were both on chairs.
I was drinking a milkshake. So, like, hang on, give me your sick and poor. Is that something that Jesus has said? Is that
it
a quote?
No, it's not. I think that's a president. Maybe.
Is it a president or Jesus?
Oh, my ignorance is so visible right here.
Or is that on the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, that is. Yeah. That is. That's the statue. You're confusing the Statue of Liberty and Jesus.
But could you say Jesus be good for like the injured, the infirm? Like he's always like those my boys, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't want like you know it's these guys because he does do things which free a bunch of shitty robots out of Robo Jail or wherever it was in the Axiom.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot about that. So there is the Robo Jail.
Yeah.
And so he basically frees a bunch of shitbots who are kind of deemed ineffective or basically crap. Which could you argue they were like maybe sick and infirm?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
So is Wally the Statue of Liberty?
No, I think if anything, the Statue of Liberty is Wally and Wally's Christ. So if anything, the Statue of Liberty
Statue of Liberty is a Christ-like figure.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. I was going to say, is there any point in Wally where Wally tips over the table of moneylenders? Is Wally mad at the banks in that movie?
Does Wally burn a bush, like a fig tree?
I think there's no fire. No, because...
Oh, whoa, here we go.
Because there's a scene, he doesn't put out a fire, but there's a scene where him and Eve are flying around the spaceship and Wally has a fire extinguisher, which he uses to locomote. That's also where, and I may be wrong here, but it's either him or Eve, and I think it's him.
Yeah.
He starts to freeze to death.
Okay.
In space.
Yes.
And Eve brings him back, which could be like the death of Christ, the rebirth of Christ.
Okay, I don't know if that happened.
I think someone either he starts to freeze to death in space and Eve saves him, or Eve starts to freeze to death in space and Wally saves him. Either way, Christ.
He goes into the there's like an escape pod that's about to self-destruct, and then Eve rescues Wally.
Yeah.
And I do know that Wally does get deactivated, and at the end is when he's brought back, he has no memories.
That's true. That's the Christ.
And then she kisses him.
Yeah.
While Robo makes out with him.
Yeah.
And that spark brings him back, like the personality.
Yeah.
There's also that part where Pilate snitches on Wally to the Romans.
Oh, that's true.
So who snitches on Wally?
Judas Iscariot. the Pilate is Judas Iscariot. Snitches on... What do they do to Wally?
Are you sure? Or is Eve the Jesus figure?
Actually, Eve might be the Jesus figure.
Because she dies and gets brought back.
Also, Eve has the nice star analogy in that... Wally sees a big light in the sky.
Yeah.
And he's like, what's that? And it lands, and oh shit, there's Eve.
Yeah, but the star wasn't Jesus.
But the star showed you where Jesus was.
And where did she land? In front of Wally.
Yeah. Wally's
Jesus. Wally's Jesus. Again,
I just argued
my own point.
But I think there's more, because of the Judas Iscariot betrayal, I think Wally's still Jesus.
Because a pilot doesn't betray.
He's the one that gets tripped.
No, the pilot, the actual pilot of the ship, the robotic steering wheel does.
Was that voiced by Sigourney Weaver?
Potentially.
Okay, then.
Let's say yes.
All right.
I am so pumped to see this movie now.
Yeah, me too. I want to watch it again.
I want to watch it again. Like, I'm really pumped to see WALL-E. Like, you know, is it on Netflix?
I think potentially,
I think they are, yeah.
Absolutely.
Until, like, Disney decide to fuck off and do their own thing.
Yeah. Until Disney's like, hey, it's Disney on demand or whatever.
Yeah.
I was going out with a girl, like, last year or whatever, and we were fully in love.
Yeah.
And we just watched heaps of, Pixar movies. Yeah. And it was... What a way to start a relationship.
I think I'll definitely do that again.
Like, even though it ended.
Yeah.
You know, even though it ended, like, Pixar movie, nothing better than
nothing that. Brings you closer.
Yeah. And,
that's true.
And I think it's weird also with Pixar movies is that there is so many crap Hollywood movies.
Yeah.
Not for me to, you know, I mean, I don't make a movie. But yeah, I'm not going to judge people for getting out there and making an effort. Good on you, Spielberg. You're having a go, whatever.
Can't be blamed for that.
Everyone's dissing Ridley, but, you know, he's making a movie. There's a lot of stress involved.
Oh.
Sure, it's no aliens, but, you know.
Yeah, look, it's still
good. Give it a go.
Yeah.
He's having a go.
Yeah, give it a try.
Yeah. But someone said to me, oh, I don't watch Pixar movies anymore because they're too sad. We are in a sad state of affairs when children movies are the most real thing we see now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm trying to think, like, last few movies I've cried at, it's always been a Pixar film.
Coco? Yeah. Bawled my eyes out in that movie.
Really? Coco's good?
Coco's so good.
Oh. But, oh boy, it's the end gets you good.
The big dinosaur or whatever it is, the good dinosaur.
Oh, that I could not care for.
The big dinosaur.
I could not care for.
Oh, it was rubbish. It was so rubbish. Like,
swirling a brandy. Yeah, I could not care for the big dinosaur.
No, look, usually Pixar, great. That one, swing and a miss.
Yeah, look, you tried. Yeah. You gave it a go.
We talked about Inside Out. That was incredible.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's so brilliant incredible. Film. Also dealing with depression and things like that.
Yeah, so good for kids.
You just think, they don't fly. Yeah, you just think, oh, yeah, that just flies above the radar on Pixar Land. No, we're hitting depression.
This is what we are doing now.
But, yeah, WALL-E was sad as well. I think I cried in WALL-E.
When they're having a dance.
Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful.
It's a love story. You know, when he's sitting there with his 12 apostles, and then that's, you know, how the drawing's always depicting them dancing.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesus loved to dance.
Loved to dance, that boy.
I'm trying to think
couldn't
if there's
stuff him.
Any point where he turns water into wine?
No.
I don't think so. Alas.
Was it liquid? There's the slushies.
Yeah.
Is there water on the planet?
Oh. Could you argue? Oh,
okay, look, this is a long bow to draw.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm in though.
But, like, here you go. So it's all right. So those slushies,
yeah,
they're kind of gross.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're just... No, we'll go wherever. We're going to go here anyway. So it's like, it's a long bow to draw. So here it is. Those slushies are gross. They're disgusting. They're just not very nutritional for them.
Yep.
It's all unhealthy.
It's bad for you.
So him rescuing them and then going back to Earth and being more in tune with nature and finding, like, more organic sources of, like, sustenance. Could he then be changing, like, being, hey, we're turning this crap drink into good drink. But that's, kind of like turning Coke into water.
Not water into wine.
Because arguably turning water into wine is making something...
That's good for you.
Kind of bad for you.
Yeah.
Ruining your life.
I think he certainly does the... No, he doesn't. I was going to say he does the loaves and fishes thing, you know, Jesus does. But
feed the masses.
He does do that because he teaches them to produce food when they arrive on Earth.
He teaches them. Like, yes. Jesus.
He's an educator.
You know, it's like, give a man a fish, he feed for a day. Give a man a teaching a fish, he can get fed for all times.
When he comes back, was there ever a...
quote, Joel Zammit. Give a man... I can't even repeat it. I want that embroidered on a little fucking, like a doily, just to have. Well done.
His favorite quote.
Okay. So, should we do a recording? What did you actually say then?
Give a man a feed of fish, and he'll feed for a day. Give a man a teach to feed a fish, and he'll be fed for all time. I think was the quote. And correct me if I'm wrong, because it was a mess. So that's WALL-E is Jesus, which I think we've argued for adequately.
I think it's good. Was there ever a rock removed? Was there ever a stone where they like come back? They're like, oh, Wally's dead. And they're like, no, he's not.
He's
they're,
back.
Yeah, yeah.
Was well, the, okay, hang on.
The public are wronged.
So Wally as a physical form is not Jesus. His personality is Jesus.
Yeah.
Because that personality dies and goes away.
Ah.
And then Eve has to come and bring it back, right? Or at least be witness to bringing it back.
Yeah.
So could you argue Wally's shell, his body, is the rock?
Oh my God!
To bring in the personality.
Is there ever a scene in Wall-E where God comes down and says, "This is my chosen son"? Do you guys remember that?
I think in the intro, in the first 10 minutes, yes.
Wall-E's bumbling around the wasteland, and then God's voice is like,
"Wall-E is my chosen son."
And Wall-E's like, "Wrong."
It's funny how they don't like do any, you know, like biblical metaphors in Pixar movies in the first testament. You know, like Wally gets put into a log and then the log is sawn in half.
Wally curses the axiom.
The axiom is plagues set on fire bones for disobeying God.
All the firstborns die. Nobody they had no sheep to sacrifice.
Eve is dismantled and melted.
Melted and turned into salt for daring to question God.
Wally looked back
in front of the junk robots as an audience.
Okay, all right.
But so Wally is Satan.
Wally is Satan.
And I'm sad that it's come to this, but I think it just checks out more. Because Satan, the classic Satan, kicked out of heaven, right?
Wally kicked out of, well, not kicked out, but left behind.
Left behind.
Left behind, okay, yeah.
Wally finds the tree of life or whatever. I don't know if there's a name for the tree in the garden.
Well, he's an angel as well, isn't he? Because he's a robot that cleans up.
Yeah,
he's
absolutely.
One of the angels, you know? Yeah.
He kind
and
of
again, I would argue, has been going through and killing and cannibalizing the rest of his kind, like a Satan.
Yeah. Eve lands with the tree of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They take it up to Axiom, which is the Garden of Eden, because it's paradise.
Yep.
Everybody sits around in chairs. They drink the slushies. I don't know how they fuck, but it must be happening.
I imagine robots, like little droids that come in with either a cylinder or like a dildo and suction the cum out and then like into the
giant. Well, I don't know, pleasant. I was going to be like, there's not much pleasure in that, but you can probably just get a robot to jerk you off.
Sex robots. I mean, blah, blah, blah. Think about how advanced sex robots are.
Well, they're
pretty
there.
Advanced now. So. Well,
but in Wall-E,
it's the same thing I imagine is happening in the Matrix.
Yeah.
In the real world, you're getting some robot to jerk you off and then inseminating someone else.
But in Wall-E, the robots are going to be like little cute, weird. They're not going to look like sexy people. They're just going to be like a little robot with like a vagina hand or a penis mouth.
100%.
That's hideous.
Are they? Do they have virtual reality goggles on? In Wall-E? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
No, but they should.
They have like a big screen in front of them.
Oh, a big screen.
And the screen, like there's one point where they're like drinking and chatting to their friends or whatever. They're doing like a million different things at once.
So they have that screen, right, and you're getting like their equivalent of like pornography.
Yeah.
While it's not like the robots jerking them off. But what would that porn be like? Because our porn that we watch today would be so very foreign to them and almost kind of gross, because none of us, even though we are pudgy and potato-shaped, look like them.
Yeah.
We're also not immobile, so it'd be weird for them to see people standing up to fuck.
Yeah.
You'd just be like, is there porn watching a robot jerk them off? Like,
because you got to think about it, what they would know, and they wouldn't quite know what that is.
Yeah, that's weird.
Everyone in there is kind of like quite, you know, like they are quite large.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean? They're like all large people, you know.
Because they've got no bones.
Is there something to do with that? Like that they, you know, like maybe that gets them off.
Oh,
is
yeah. Like the larger, the better. That person is enjoying
everyone's a feeder.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's what it's like in the future.
Or maybe they could show different, like more luxurious ways.
Oh, yeah.
So rather than sitting in a chair, they're like,
sitting
in a chair with two slushies. And they're like, oh, fuck, man, I'm going to come.
Is getting me off. Yes, yes, yes. What flavor? Cherry? Fuck.
Maybe. So Wally arrives
maybe
in.
Maybe that was the role of the junk robots.
they were like, pleasure bots.
Get the disgusting.
Because all these robots have a level of sentience, so that's why they rebelled and got mad.
They're like, I'm sick of jerking people off.
Mark Maron had this really good joke about that he has he has like this new beautiful Mac.
Yeah.
And he just keeps the dirty PC out in the garage. Like, he doesn't look at porn on the Mac, but that's what the PC is for.
That's like, what it's
hey,
for.
You dirty bitch, I'm here again.
Exactly. I'm keeping Eve clean.
Yeah.
But Wally, oh boy. Safe search is off.
We got a boner. Get one of the junk robots. Ristoid 3-4, whatever.
Obviously, a junk robot feels like it's going to pinch my foreskin.
Yeah, I know. I feel like they're rusty a bit.
Yeah, that's scary for my genitals.
On Earth, I milked cows. I was creating an industry. In the Axiom.
Jerking off huge dudes. This is the fantastic... At least Clitbot just has to vibrate.
Exactly. So he arrives at the Garden of Eden. He's got the tree. It's the tree of life. It's basically the fruit of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because the knowledge being, hey, guess what? This isn't all there is. You can go to Earth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've got something which might just like, all these little things are very nice, but might just trump your argument completely and utterly, or just like a win it basically.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, what's the devil good at?
Lying. Yeah.
And manipulating. Okay. Right? So what does Wally do? He's like, hey, here's this green thing that you come back to Earth, you're going to do fine.
You're amazing.
These people are shit.
Mm.
They're shit. They cannot actually survive on Earth. Well, they shouldn't be able to survive on Earth.
I think a sequence where they show the skeletons and how the skeletons have generated, and they literally are missing bones now.
Yeah, they don't have the bone structure to live on Earth.
Yeah.
So what better way for the devil to be like, hey, humanity, come back to Earth. It's fine.
That's true.
You can live here. When really, they're just going to die within a generation.
Is Earth hell, then?
Oh, yes.
It's kind of this blown-out, unpleasant wasteland that Wally brings everyone back, being like, welcome to paradise. And they get there, and they're like, this is awful. And Wally's like, and now you've got to crawl everywhere.
And Pilate is Jesus.
Oh my God!
So Pilate, or at least he tries to be, tries to be the savior of humanity.
Yeah.
Because Pilate is basically trying to save humanity by being, don't go back there.
Yeah, it's
doomed. You need to go forward. You need to go forward with progression, all that kind of stuff. Don't go back.
Yeah.
And like the greatest trick the devil ever played was convincing everyone he didn't exist. So here's this cute little Wally robot. Being like, hey, it's me, your boy.
Yeah.
And then Pilate being like, no, he's going
to
trick
you. We don't have the skeletal structure to go back. And you're like,
just
no.
Everyone doubts Pilate.
That's true.
Is Wally therefore working for God in a kind of devilish way? Like God's like, oh, well.
Well, I mean, there's always been that like weird partnership between God and Satan
where they
pretend they're at other sides, the two different sides of the coin, but like, why would Satan fulfill that job for God? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, now the whole thing's like really weird when you like take a curious eye to it.
Yeah.
You're like, why? Satan's like, yes, give me the bad blokes and I'll torture them, even though I'm Satan. So surely you give me the bad blokes and I'm like, fuck yeah, welcome to fucking paradise for all of the no good people. Well, you know?
Yeah.
What if they do a sequel to Wally and it is just like people with no bone structure dying on a planet, like in the hot? Because
awful. Imagine them worming around.
There's no ozone layer.
Yeah.
And they're just frying in the sun like huge slugs.
Exactly.
That's so grotesque to imagine. It's also funny that Wally, aside from is Wally Jesus, is Wally Satan, whatever, it's fucking hilarious that Wally gets everyone there, and he's like, and we have one tree.
Well, that's the biggest problem.
Yeah, one tree, that's it. Is it an apple tree? No. Is it a lemon tree?
Ooh,
no.
Maybe.
Who knows?
What about beans? No. It's just a tree.
This is the problem with it. It's like, if you had waited maybe then 1,000 more years.
Yeah.
So there's all like more kinds of like, green and trees and plants.
Yeah.
Then sure enough, bring them back.
Yeah.
But this is just one random seed.
Yeah, the only other life that I think is on the planet is cockroaches. So it's Wally landing and he's like, food! And he just points to like a cockroach family.
Yeah.
And he's like, and that's where you'll just I don't know where you're getting water from. No, it rained. Yeah, it rained. It was a toxic rain.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know where they're getting water from. Pollination is a problem.
Yep.
Yes. So there's no, like, you know, there's definitely no more bees. So, like, yeah.
Yeah, Wally is the devil.
Is this a comfortable life? Because this is what your life would be like living on Earth. You worm around everywhere because you cannot stand.
Yeah. Sizzling in the sun.
You're hot all the time, so you're constantly sunburned and peeling. All you eat is cockroach. That is your meal. And bugs, because I don't think there's any other animals. And you drink toxic nuclear rain when it rains.
Would the future of the Wally humanity be underground? Yes. Would they worm themselves underground and have
big slugs?
Yeah.
Now.
Tell me you wouldn't go
because the sun is
so
hot.
You
got to be protect you from the toxic rain.
Mm.
Underground and like plus where all the bugs live. Underground.
Wally 2. The city of the worm people.
Also like so like the robots came down with them, right?
Mm.
But, like, really, the robots are in charge.
Well, yeah.
Because the robots are capable.
Yeah,
a robot can be like, well, yeah, humanity, you're slugging around everywhere. Well, I can make the decisions. Really, 100 years, 200 years in the Wall-E future, they're probably farming us for fuel.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Like the Matrix.
Like the Matrix. We came around.
Was it like, yeah, Wall-E 2, the slug people versus... You know, the robot overlords.
Because you're kind of acting on the whim of, Mo and all those guys. Yeah.
So, a little stealth prequel. So, again, humanity lands.
Yeah.
Wally and the rest of the robots thinking, we did good. Mm. They're seeing humanity fall to shit. They see them worming around, getting burnt on sidewalks. Eating cockroaches. Being like, this is not a good life for what is it? Said their masters or the people that they were, like, made to serve and help. So like, right, forget all the Animatrix bullshit.
Yeah.
That's just like humanity propaganda or robots being like, they can't handle the truth. So let's do this other thing. And that's how they think happened. But instead they're like, we feel so sorry and pity for them. Let's get the Matrix hole and like plug them into VR.
Yeah, yeah.
Set them up like that and we'll care for them. We'll like do everything they can because honestly, what a sad life to live.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so then they're all these little pod people. And eventually, of course, you know, after you know, living there, they might get their bone structure back. I don't know how evolution works.
I don't know if you can get new bones.
I think because what your environment's got to change with adaptation.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, like I don't know if their environment
maybe
would
the
change.
Robots somehow.
Well, okay. So again, so right. Something. So they're like, all right, they plug them all into like a first matrix, like a pseudo matrix. Yeah. Like, yeah, they all just like fuck around in there. And so as they're doing this, every newborn that's come along, they're like, we'll plug them into the matrix, but we'll like, you know, those like stim pack things, like you put them on your muscles and they electric your muscles, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like back in the like late 90s or on like late night television, you'd be like, do you want to shock your fat ass thin? Put these on and you'll be so fit. And I had a guy on there being like, I have a real strong tongue and I put this on my tongue and it gives it a workout. This
what
is an ad that I remember from high school.
Electrocute, you got a fat tongue.
You got a fat gross tongue that needs help. Put this on there and you'll be the fittest ever.
My gross tongue has been my big fallback in getting that job at the tip.
I never opened my mouth fully because I'm scared of people seeing my hideous tongue.
Idiot's fat tongue. And so they grab them or they have robots themselves and they kind of like work your own legs and do all this kind of stuff to try and help you. But because you're in the Matrix, you're like, I don't care about the pain or the hardship or whatever because I'm a beautiful person in the Matrix.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't notice this. And so through generations and generations, because they're moving and working your body, you'll get back to a potentially...
To lend credence to your theory, so like clearly in Zion, everyone's underground.
Yes.
In the real world, where we're all underground. So like...
Yeah.
Kind of checks out. And on the surface, there's no sun or something. It looks pretty dark up there. Wall-E is quite at the end of humanity's, you know, and like, in a given enough time, the sun will go out in our planet. So like, I think it kind of checks out that Wall-E is a stealth prequel to the Matrix.
That is
one possible future at the very least.
I'm pretty sure he's in there somewhere in the first Matrix.
You can see him in the background.
It's like in the background.
An Easter egg, you know,
behind Dozer or something like that. You know,
just his little box. Somebody's sitting on him.
It's weird how things can look dated. Oddly, because I watched The Matrix and I thought this isn't going to hold up.
Yeah, yeah.
And it holds up really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
it's a shock.
It's so good. And then I didn't want to watch the second Matrix. Mm. Yeah. Where I was like, I know it's not going to hold up.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it dates it so bad that they had the technology kind of good. But
yeah.
3D animation was going through a shit phase then.
Oh, yeah, it really was. The moment when Neo just like flies up in the sky and has a twirl and his cape and you're like, oh, it looks plastic.
It's very weird.
It looks like it's maybe made from licorice.
Yeah.
The same thing happens with Jurassic Park 3. Jurassic Park 1 and 2 look great.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park 2, no, maybe not as much as 1. 1 looks amazing.
Yeah.
2,
yeah.
Pretty good. 3, dog shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is.
I remember my mate said, oh, I want to watch all the Star Wars movies again.
Yeah.
Does anybody here have any, like he posted this on Facebook, he said, does anybody have a copy of the non-digitally remastered ones?
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, what? A prick. What a prick. What a pretentious prick. Fuck
absolutely.
Off.
Like you want to see, it's like in the new one, The Last Jedi, where they're like, what if Yoda was when he was gross?
Yeah.
Make Yoda look nice.
And then.
Doesn't have to make him CGI. Make him a good puppet.
Yeah.
Why choose the bad puppet?
Yeah.
Like, why what are you doing?
Why choose the bad puppet?
What are you doing?
But then I did watch them, and the digitally remastered bits was going through that shit time as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, this really does fuck the movie up. Yeah. Apparently George Lucas walked onto the set of Last Jedi and said, why are you building everything? And they're like, because we saw the prequels. Yeah. They're all bad.
It was hideous. I love one of his interview or something like this, or one of the behind-the-scenes things, and he says this really proudly, but when someone asks him, or maybe even just states this thing, is like, do you know how many clone trooper like armor that we built for this film? Have a guess. Zero. Like, yeah, we know.
It's apparent, George. Oh,
it's very apparent.
The way they flew around and that kind of was like, it was like watching Looney Tunes or something. Yeah. The battles. It was so fun. It was actually like watching the sequel to The Matrix.
Yeah.
Those fight scenes, they have no body whatsoever. Yeah.
Nobody has weight for some reason. Everybody's just floaty and weird.
It's flinging. Yeah. I'd say it's a flinging match, really. The whole thing's flinging.
Now, getting back to Wally being maybe Satan.
Yes.
Yeah. Potentially, I would argue, maybe he's not Satan, but tricked by Satan.
Who's Satan?
Oh. Is Satan maybe an unseen force in the film?
Okay.
Because Wally needs malicious. Like, to be Satan, I feel there has to be a level of maliciousness.
Yeah, sure.
But I don't think Wally has that.
No, he's naive.
Because I think he's very naive and easily fooled.
He's an innocent.
And he's just kind of like, I will help all these kind of, you know, I love you, Eve, and that kind of stuff. But I don't know if Satan can love.
Yeah.
It's weird how many movies have this storyline. I was thinking about Kurt Russell movies the other day. I think about Kurt Russell a lot. And I think the same kind of plotline is did you guys ever see Soldier?
No.
Kurt Russell
maybe.
Movie. Anyway, it was a very good movie.
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't good. It was bigger, but it was still good. I loved it when I was a kid. You know?
Yeah.
And he was like a soldier taught to kill.
Yeah.
And then found out all of his mates were killed off and he was like the killer soldier. And then they have this new soldier and, you know, the kind of Earth is kind of shit now.
Yeah.
Who plays the new soldier?
I think.
It's like Van Damme or something like that?
Yeah, someone like Van Damme. Yeah.
And I think I have seen Soldier.
Yeah. And he's got a kind of, so he's killed, but not. Like he's got refuge on the shit planet and he kind of helps the refugees. Oh, that's right. They come out to, they've got to exterminate the refugees on the planet or something.
Rough.
Very rough. And so, apparently, he saves them. But once again,
it's a
total same storyline.
He comes
back from the past.
He's old news.
Yeah.
But he can beat the new news.
Yeah, because he's got emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got all the shit glitches we talked about before.
That's like, what you need.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's a movie? Is there a movie where something just new comes in and it's fucking cool and destroys everything?
Everyone's like, fuck yes, yeah. The future.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, this is rad. Whoa. I love Snake Quizmos. This is the best.
Back to the Future, maybe? At no point in Back to the Future is time travel really vilified. They're like, it's sick, we just did it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
If we didn't fuck around with this, it would have been great. But unfortunately, we goofed it up pretty hard.
Certain episodes of Doctor Who, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are we so scared of the future?
Yeah, why are we so scared? Yeah, yeah.
Because we don't get to see it and we're jealous.
Yeah. I like the version of the Wall-E sequel where humanity doesn't burrow underground. We just all die and all of the robots look at Wall-E like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine, like, it's just everyone's rusting. Because nobody knows. I was thinking this before when we were talking about, like, Wall-E trying to create a new society. Nobody knows how to build new robots.
Well, don't the robots? Do the robots build themselves?
Probably some of them do, but they need all of the technology on the Axiom, which is now depowered.
I would love to see like a movie where it's just got these boneless people frying in the sun,
yeah,
and it just slowly zooms in on Wally's eyes, he's got those kind of those metal eyebrows that detect emotions, and they're just blank, they're totally horizontal.
Well, you're
just zooming
sizzling
in, and he's just
wow,
starts rubbing his hands together like
tonight we feast. Wally just wanted to eat humanity. The whole time.
Exactly. He was accountable. Yeah. Look, he finished eating him, like other people of him.
Yeah.
And now he wants to eat humanity.
Hey, who was Pontius Pilate?
Like the biblical one or the Wall-E version?
Yeah, I was just noticing that there's a pilot and there's Pontius Pilate in the Bible.
Sorry, I thought Pontius Pilate did he, because he did rat on Jesus, right?
Or was that Judas?
Pontius Pilate, he was the guy who was like the judge.
Yeah.
And he was like, we have this rapist or Jesus. Who would you like to free? And the crowd like, the rapist. He's like, oh, well, the crowd has spoken, rapist, off you go.
Okay, there's no point in the film where the pilot makes that
kind of
decision.
And he's like, well, look, I asked the crowd and he washed his hands of it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that happened in Wall-E.
Yeah, I remember that scene.
Look at the director's cut. It's got that bit in it.
So, yeah, I don't know if that's Pontius Pilate.
Yeah, okay. I just thought maybe there was something there.
Did Wall-E have mates? Did he have 12 mates?
He had. I think if you go back, and correct me if I'm wrong, but there is the scene where he has Eve.
You didn't count 12? What, you in all the times you watch it, you never thought to count how many mates
count
he had?
The amount of fucked
Jesus
up robots.
Christ, man.
Because there's Eve.
I thought you said you'd seen it.
I know. What am I doing? What am I doing when I don't count the amount of people
I hate
on the
screen?
When
you lie, over exaggerate.
Not only
really
are you lying to us, you're lying to all the
lying
good people.
To the people as
I've
well.
Seen it many times.
But he has Mo. He has Eve. Mo's the little guy that cleans shit up.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Eve. There's an umbrella robot.
Okay.
There's another bouncing
fuck. I like that
fuck.
We're up to like three or four and you're struggling.
I want to say there's at least seven in the escaping scene. I would say, and you know what? No, I say with confidence. There's definitely 12 junk robots that... What? No, there's definitely 11 junk robots and then the pilot who rats him out. The pilot who's Judas Iscariot. No, Mo is Judas Iscariot because Mo tells the pilot. He comes good in the end. He regrets it, but
yeah,
so does
he
Judas.
Hangs himself in a tree and nuts himself. It's hidden, but in one of the background scenes in the painting,
you can see
Mo just
yeah, like he made the right decision. Yeah. So yes, there are 12, not including Mo, who is Judas Iscariot, and Eve is Mary Magdalene, who is in the Last Supper, probably because one of the guys in the Last Supper looks very feminine.
God, if I didn't have a
kid
tonight.
Don't know where I read that, but. Somewhere.
So I'm going to take it as a fact.
100%. Absolutely true.
So I think we solved it. So I believe Wally is Jesus.
He's 100% Christ. If not Jesus reborn, because yeah. God's like, I got to do it again. He's a Christ.
Well, he's like, I got to do it again. Surely, like, maybe if I did it on, like, the Axiom where there's some bloke. No. Yeah. The soul of. I'm going to take a third of me and. Throw it into a robot.
Tell you why, because God can't go into space.
What if the writer...
That's true. God can't exist in space.
He's only got dominion over Earth.
Once you get to a certain level of height, God's like... Then he's the one looking up going...
He's like, out of my jurisdiction.
God doesn't do a suit. No way.
Plus, ask yourself...
You can't contain this, baby.
Look, if you got any more queries, ask yourself this. How, after what are, I think, 3 to 4 to... No, actually, even more. About 1,000 years... Okay, of nobody being on Earth, how's Wally still alive? God's chosen son. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Zammit.
I've been Nick Kappa.
You got anything on a spruik?
Where can we find you?
Oh, just Kappa Flapper on Twitter.
Sick.
CAPPERFLAPPER. Shit, sorry guys, a bit hungover. If I didn't have a gig tonight, I would so watch Wall-E.
Yeah, I might watch it tonight.
I might watch it, yeah. And we'll do a follow-up or something like that. Like,
after we've seen it, we can come back and be like...
Hi everybody, we were wrong. Yeah. So very wrong. I've also read the Bible and holy shit was I wrong.
We don't know shit about Wall-E or...
I don't know shit about fuck here, to be honest.
Turns out Wall-E, not Jesus. Methuselah, however.
Checks the fuck. Yeah,
Buddha,
Lot and his wife, right there.
Oh, guys, that was great. Yeah. Just Nick, I'd go to a comedy festival show if any of you guys listeners live in Melbourne.
Yes,
but if you don't, drive.
Yeah,
get a plane.
Make the fucking journey. Make an effort for once in your damn life.
And where can we find your Micuff show? Just search for Micuff.
Yeah, MICF, Nick Kappa.
It'll turn up.
Turn up. Quantum Bad Boy is the name of the show.
That's
you
great.
Saw. You saw a rough of it.
Yeah,
man. And it didn't have an ending back then. Now it's got an ending.
It was a 3-act structure in 2 acts. Forgot
before
the third.
Before I just abused people at the end and myself for not thinking of an ending and said, okay, show's over. Get out. Collect the money and run.
So, yes, come to Melbourne and see an end to this thing.
Yeah. We'll see the shows at Delmonico's and we'll close the town in a whirl
and we won't come home until... Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at SanspantsRadio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to SanspantsRadio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to SanspantsPlus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.